Broncos just arriving in Indianapolis, lucky to be joined by Zach Kerr. Zach, I know this town is special for you. We talked earlier this week. You said it's not Zach Kerr versus the Broncos. Right. It's the Broncos versus – Zach Kerr versus the Colts, excuse me. But what did you learn here? What was the biggest lesson that you learned in Indianapolis in your time?
I learned a lot of things here, but I think one of the biggest lessons I learned is that, football is a game that it continues to evolve. You know, I always thought football was kind of played one way until I got to the NFL, and Indianapolis, kind of helped me shape myself into the player that I'm, starting to become today. So it's obviously a special place. They gave me my first opportunity to play in the NFL, and I'm very thankful for that. So it was they taught me a lot.
When you look at this week of work, it's a short week, but how big was Sunday in getting you guys ready for Thursday, and just from a momentum perspective?
I think it was huge. Getting a win, getting ready to go on the road and play in a tough Thursday game is huge. You always want to win a game, but when you got a short week and a short turnaround, coming off a win makes it feel a lot better, obviously. So I think it was huge for us to get that win against the Jets and then come here Thursday and try to, keep the momentum going to finish out the season and stuff like that.
Finally, a tough test. This Colts team, Jacoby Brissett, Frank Gore on the other side. What do you guys need to make sure you do at the beginning of the game to make sure you get off to a good start?
We just got to make sure that we really focus on honing up the run game. Frank Gore is obviously a veteran running back that has been playing at a high level for years. So and his consistency level has been there for years as well. So the first thing we got to do is make sure we contain him. We can't allow him to start the game with big runs and give them momentum and give the crowd, in there a bunch of juice, heading into the beginning of the game or whatever. So we just got to really focus on not letting Frank Gore take over in the beginning of the game, and I think we'll be able to, get something done.
Well, we hope to see you in the backfield plenty tomorrow at Lucas Oil Stadium.
I hope to see myself there as well. I appreciate that.